Has the market bottom been confirmed? Is a huge reversal about to begin?
These indicators have successfully predicted every market bottom in the past. And today we're going to find out if they're flashing now.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks. Use this as fuel for your investing journey. Because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Bean Pod is sponsored by Mudo Hub, the global leader in blockchain-based epigenetics and DNA research.
Over the last 8 years, Mudo has gained worldwide recognition by partnering with top-tier institutions like the King's College London, the University of Singapore, and Web3 giants like VeChain.
With over 70,000 tests conducted worldwide and millions of dollars in revenue, their AI-powered health coach provides personalized, actionable insights to help users take control of their wellness journey.
Users can even monetize their own health data through commercial and clinical research while helping fund groundbreaking discoveries.
If you're betting on DeSci and AI-driven health innovation this cycle, look no further than Mudo Hub and the DNA token.
All views expressed by speakers on the BeanPod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the BeanPod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
Today, we're going to find out if the market has actually bottomed and if a massive reversal is about to start.
Okay, this is a very important episode because we have been in a downward trend over the past 2.5-3 months, pretty much ever since Trump stepped into office. And right now, I can really feel as though we're entering a bear market because it has been almost 3 months. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking about the stock market and the crypto market here. So this is a very important episode, depending on where you tend to allocate your capital. And we have some really key indicators here that have successfully predicted almost every market bottom over the past 20 plus years. So This is truly fascinating stuff. And we're going to go over some technicals and some other indicators that are or possibly could be flashing green right now.
Yeah, for sure. So these are a lot of signals that you're not going to see people talking about in the mainstream media. And there's a reason for this. People are missing these signals. They miss them at the right times. They're always looking in the wrong direction. And what we do on this show is we try to kind of go the opposite of what you see in mainstream media, right? So we're looking under the hood and we're looking for signals that you might not normally see. And in the past, these same signals, there's 3 or 4 or 5 of them specifically, have successfully predicted market bottoms. Now, this could be like the bottom of a massive bear market, or this could be a bottom of like a 3 to 4 month downtrend, right? It doesn't really matter. All you have to know is that when 4 or 5 of these signals are all flashing, that is when the market is due for a reversal. So this is a good episode.
Let's start off with an indicator that everybody can pull up on their screens right now. You can go to Google search and you can look at what are those trends? What are people looking up? Mm-hmm. One of the trends right now is a search for recession. We've seen a lot of recession headlines. Well, recession search, when it surges, tends to mark a market bottom, doesn't it?
Yeah, so what you see is mass media headlines, JP Morgan, CNBC Finance, you know, Wall Street Journal, New York Post, whatever. They all start to flog articles about recession incoming, watch out, sell your portfolio, prepare for dark times, blah, blah, blah. So then, you know, retail investors, your everyday folk, they start talking about it. Recession's coming. And they start Googling it, right? Well, the thing is, by the time these headlines come in and the time people start talking about it, the big money has already sold their positions, right? They were selling the top 3-4 months ago when everyone thought that this was going to be the never-ending Trump-fueled bull market. Then they sell their positions. The market tanks for 3 or 4 months. Then they start feeding you headlines. Look, watch out for recession. In order for you to sell your positions at the local bottom so they can scoop them up higher and then the market reverses, right? That's why we always say in the show, do the opposite of what the headlines tell you. So when you see the Google trends coming in and saying recession, everyone's searching for recession, and then you plot that against market bottoms from the past. So we'll pull this up. You'll see it on your screen right now. The last time recession searches on Google spiked this much, we saw June 2022 and September 22. Both of those marked market bottoms for both crypto and stock markets. And also recently in the summer of last year, when we had that like multi-month, it wasn't really a bear market. It was kind of like a mid bull market pause. when people started to think, oh, maybe we are entering a new bear market and recession is coming. That was August, September 2024, another massive spike in recessions. What happened after that? The market ripped for 4 months. So this is a classic inverse indicator. And guess what? It's flashing green right now.
And March of 2020. So multiple hits on that one. All right, another one is another Google search that tends to come up, and that's market crash. When it's a search above 50, we saw it again, mark the bottom in March 2020, June 2022, and August 24. So go on to Google Trends, and you can see those two search terms. One is for recessions, one is for market crash.
Yep.
100% accuracy, they have marked local bottoms for both the stock market and altcoins in the crypto market.
100%. And one interesting thought to put, like, the market, you know, the market is always forward looking, right? So the fact that we've been selling off 3-4 months now, that points towards where everyone thought that the market is going to be 6 to 12 months time. So yes, we are going through, you know, the economy, they're making all kinds of changes in the American economy. But now if we're looking 6 to 12 months ahead, it's like, okay, are things going to be better? And a stat to prove that is in past recessions over the last 50 years, the S&P 500 started its upward trajectory 4.5 months before the GDP reached its lowest point, yielding a median gain of 30% during that period. And that just shows you, when you think recession, everything's bad, well, the S&P is already recovering by the time you realize that, right? So you always have to be ahead of the game and think inverse headlines.
Yeah. So here's another headline that came out, and this is the American Association of Individual Investors. It's the AAII. And it conducts a weekly sentiment survey to gauge the mood of individual investors regarding the stock market's direction over the next 6 months. So this association is made up of essentially retail traders. Mm-hmm. Get this. Bearish sentiment has risen to 60% on a three-week average. When this is the highest level it's reached. Whenever it reaches above 50% on a three-week average, the median returns 2 months later is 10%, 100% of the time.
Wow.
The median return 6 months later is 30%, 100% of the time. The median returns 1 year later, 31%, 100% of the time. Mm-hmm. So anytime that this indicator has gone above 50%, which is retail sentiment, we have 100% of the time seen mass returns over the next 6 months to a year.
Yeah.
That is a crazy one to me.
That's pretty damning evidence that it's like, okay, if everyone's getting bearish and everyone's starting to like sell their portfolios, well, that's probably when you should be buying. Then if you look at like, okay, so we've talked a lot about on social media about the liquidity cycles, right? So we can kind of just throw that one in there. It looks like right now, especially after what just happened with the Fed last week, quantitative tightening is coming to an end. It looks like global liquidity is going to be on the rise again. And as we discussed in our market episode a few weeks ago, Bitcoin tends to lag behind market liquidity, global M2 supply. So right now we see global M2 supply ticking up again. Bitcoin usually follows about a month or two after. So that's another one I like. And then when you look at crypto specific things, Bitcoin whales, they were selling significantly from the top of the Trump rally. So from like mid-November through into mid-January, Bitcoin whales were selling almost every day. It was red. If you look at this Glassnode chart, it's red almost every day. But what you've seen over the past 2 weeks is Bitcoin whales have flipped and they are starting to load their positions again. And if you want to be profitable in crypto, you have to think like a whale. You sell the euphoria and you buy the panic. And that's exactly what Bitcoin whales are doing. So the fact that we've seen these long-term OG, high-net-worth individual Bitcoin whales start to buy again, this, for me, is another one of these signals flashing green that the market may be nearing a bottom.
Absolutely. This is one of those financial conditions lead risk assets by a few months. Another one of those indicators for Bitcoin specifically is the DXY. So this is the US dollar compared to all the other currencies out there. So it just had a massive drop recently. You can see it was up like nearly a dollar, 110. It dropped down to like 103. This is a huge deviation. Mm. And this has only ever happened three other times in Bitcoin's history. 2015, Bitcoin pulled an 87X from the time of this deviation. 2020, a 10X from this time of deviation. In 2022, a 5X from this time of deviation.
Yep.
It just happened again. So have a look at the DXY, look at the US dollar. Mm-hmm. That is another massive indicator that we could be in for, you know, a huge reversal.
100%. It's no wonder that Bitcoin whales have stacked nearly 200,000 Bitcoin worth over like $15, $16 billion over the past like month. So you're seeing big players make significant moves. So we talk about on social media a lot liquidity. We use HiBlock to look at liquidity heat maps. And what we've seen over the past few months is liquidity being hunted to the downside on Bitcoin specifically. when it was sitting all the way up 105, 110K, we saw a lot of liquidity building up in the 80K region. And guess what? Over the past month or so, most of that liquidity was hit. Now, if you pull up the chart, you can see that there is some liquidity sitting in the mid 70s, which may or may not get hit in the short to medium time frame. But the bulk of the liquidity for Bitcoin now sits back towards the all-time high region around 105, 110K. So that for me is another sign that exchanges are going to be pushing the price up to hunt that liquidity.
Yeah, so it's like, all right, so are we in a correction phase or are we entering a new bear market? This is interesting because this would be the first time we've ever had three bear markets in a five-year span. Mm-hmm. We have never come close to this. The closest we ever came to this was three bear markets in a seven-year span, which happened in 1966 to 1973. So maybe we're going to make history here. Maybe this will be the first time ever, right? But right now, by all accounts, with 100% certainty, we've never had three bear markets in 5 years. That would just be absolutely insane. A few other things to take note of would be the fear and greed index. Mm-hmm. It's sitting in the fear. When do we ever top out in fear? Mm-hmm. It's always in the euphoric phase, right? In the greed phase. And we're not seeing that right now. We're sitting in the low 20s. Mm-hmm. Another few things are headlines. So you're starting to see wealth managers like Wells Fargo and stuff coming out and saying, telling people to now sell their stocks after the correction.
Yeah.
Come on. So there's this one article. It's funny. Tesla has 40% more downside after tumbling 50%, says Wells Fargo.
Yeah.
So I looked it up. I'm like, all right, let me see how many shares does Wells Fargo hold. They hold $2 billion worth of shares, upping how much they owned in December.
Right.
And now they're telling the market participants to start selling. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, that's like what I said at the start of the episode. They're telling you to do that so they can scoop your shares at a lower value. And one final indicator I have for myself, and I feel like this one is undefeated, and we talk about this privately all the time, and it's like, okay, right now, none of my friends are reaching out for me for crypto advice. No one wants to hear about crypto, but you know, in November, December, and into January, I was getting messages from all kinds of people I had never heard from. And it's like, okay, that is always an undefeated indicator.
Undefeated.
When people start to reach out about crypto, that always marks a local top. When no one wants to hear about it, that marks a local bottom. Right now, no one is reaching out about crypto. Our engagement is down on YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter. Like, you can tell that people in crypto are tired. They're dead. They're just broke, right? These are bottom indicators. These are not top indicators. I think that what you're seeing is a litany of signals all across the board, from the macro economy to the stock market to liquidity to the US dollar to just, you know, more intangible indicators like people not talking about crypto. It leads me to believe that, yes, the market has bottomed here. And I do think that we're going to, it doesn't mean it's bottomed today or tomorrow. Bottoms take a while to form. But I think that this is a shakeout and people have paper handed the bottom. And I think the market is going to reverse to the upside.
There's also been a lot of, like, from a subjective standpoint, there's been a lot of bullish accounts on X and all these other things that have been all of a sudden been flipping bearish. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden.
Yeah.
It's like, to me, that's also like a subjective bottom signal in a way. Uh-huh. I'm also looking for a capo to flip bearish.
Yeah.
like
our favorite that. Counter signal.
Yeah, and also that I want to mention too is a Bitcoin weekly 50 EMA, which I've been using as a bull market support since early 2022. Mm-hmm. It's still we're still sitting above that trend line as well. So it's like, to me, there's just a lot of these indicators that we found and with 100% certainty have acted as market bottoms in the past.
100%. So you've heard it here. You've heard it probably a few other places, but look, don't paper hand the bottom. In our opinion, not financial advice, the market is forming a bottom here and the rest of 2025. If you've been scooping quality projects or even just Bitcoin or even stocks like Tesla or quality projects like AXGT, you are going to profit massively in the rest of this year and beyond. Don't believe the headlines. Always go inverse and listen to what we say on this show.
Again, not financial advice, of course. Yeah. This is just our opinion, the way that we like to do things.
For sure.
Anyways, make sure you guys tune to the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.